The story of the musician who makes it big only to recede into obscurity has become, well, kind of predictable. But each tale is still uniquely fascinating. Take Haile Mergia's story. He was a pop star in Ethiopia in the 60s and 70s. Now he drives a taxicab in Washington, D.C. Haile Mergia joins us from his cab. And Haile, how are the streets of the capital today?
I'm okay.
Not too busy?
Yeah, not too busy, really.
Now, you were a founding member of Ethiopia's great band, the Walias Band. They were kind of a key soundtrack of Addis Ababa nightlife in the 60s and 70s. Tell us about that time in your life.
When we created Walias Band, you know, we came up with new sounds. We're almost like a very modern band at that time. And we did a lot of nightclub jobs almost everywhere.
You played at the famous Hilton Hotel in Addis Ababa for years. And it's notable your band also revolutionized the nightclub scene in Addis. You made musicians really more independent from the nightclub owners. Tell us exactly what you did.
We used to be hired by nightclub owners. They have their own instruments, let's say. They have their accordion or saxophone or any drum or something like that. And then if they don't like you, they will just fire you. And then you just have to walk out without nothing. So we came up with the idea of like collecting some money from what we are making at night to buy like our own instruments. We became like almost independent musicians.
Explain to us how you went from Ethiopian nightclub star to living in the U.S. and driving a taxi in Washington.
When I came here in 1981, I came up with Walias Band for a show in Washington, D.C. After we make almost 2 years touring everywhere, and then the band was separated. Some of them, they went back home, and some of us, we stayed here. And then I started driving taxi.
The economy just wouldn't allow you to kind of...
It was very
pursue
hard.
Pursue music.
Yeah, it was a little bit hard, yes.
As for this record that's just been re-released on CD, Haile Mergia and His Classical Instrument, you intended, I gather, just to record some accordion tracks, but this is not your grandpa's accordion album. Let's listen to one track. This is Amru Demkul. So, Haile Mergia, I'm curious. Have you ever played this album in your taxi?
Sometimes I do, yes.
And so, do you ever pick up fares who recognize you and the music while you're driving?
Some customers, yes, they do, especially Ethiopians.
I would say, yes, especially Ethiopians. Well, maybe a few non-Ethiopians now that it's out on CD. What does it mean to you to have this record re-released?
Oh, it makes me really happy, and it makes me like I'm so surprised about it, because this music was only known by Ethiopian community, but now I'm going to have international listeners, so that makes me really happy, and I'm so excited about it.
So you're a pop star at one point in your life. You come to the United States to pursue music here. You end up by being a taxi driver, which is what you do now. I'd like you to just write the rest of your story for us. How do you want your musical life to go from here on out? What's your dream?
By the way, I'm still practicing. I never stop playing music. I'm still doing my exercise almost every day. I cannot stop playing music. But in the future, I'm planning to go back to my music. But, you know, if... I try to find a way how I can make it, of course.
Haile Mergia, I know a taxi driver's life is all about getting the next fare, so I'm going to let you get on with your day. But thank you so much for talking to us and telling us about your music.
Thank you so much.